The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SMASH. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code SMASH, only on DraftKings. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
You're listening to the Vox Media Podcast Network.
All right, Mike Heck here for MMAfighting.com, reacting to some late breaking news on this Saturday. And for those who subscribe to the podcast network, that are up to date with everything we're doing on the podcast network, you're probably thinking to yourself, Mike, what the hell is going on here? UFC 277 is going on. What could you possibly be reacting to? Well, if you've only been focusing on UFC 277 and haven't been focusing on social media or on MMAfighting.com, then you have missed the big news. Jake Paul's upcoming fight, which was scheduled for next Saturday at Madison Square Garden in New York, against Haseem Rahman Jr., the fight is off. Not only is the fight off, but the entire event is off because Rahman Jr. allegedly was unable to make the agreed-upon weight for the Showtime pay-per-view main event. Now, MVP Most Valuable Promotions, which Paul co-owns along with his business partner, Nikisa Bedarian, who you may know from UFC fame, working in the front office, released a statement basically stating that in the last 48 hours, they realized that Haseem Rahman Jr. was not going to make 200 pounds. He was not going to make 205 pounds. In fact, they alleged that Rahman Jr. wasn't going to get below 215 pounds for this fight. And Jake Paul had already said that if he didn't make weight, if any tomfoolery went down, he was going to just go ahead and cancel the event. And I guess Jake Paul is the man of his word. This fight is no longer happening. Jake Paul's not fighting. Amanda Serrano's not fighting. Refunds will be issued to those who have already purchased tickets to this event. This is unbelievable. And who else could join me but my best friend, Alexander Kately, who I'm happy was able to take some time. I was able to steal him away from his very busy schedule to react to this news, and I appreciate
cough
that.
Cough button didn't work there. Cough button didn't work. So,
oh, that's the
listen,
best.
People in the business, we have a cough button or some variation of it. Didn't work there. No, listen, this is what happens.
Well, I mean, this is kind of the reaction we were expecting here, but what is your reaction, AK? Because listen, we had Tommy Fury, that fell through. Then we get Haseem Rahman Jr. sort of out of nowhere, and they have this press conference, and it seemed like this wasn't going to go well. It seemed like the tickets weren't really flying off, you know, flying out of the booths. It didn't seem like the pay-per-view was going to do all that well, and now it's not happening. The clickiness, the business side of me, that's like, damn, like, I wish we could get the traffic from this thing. But at the same token, as like a combat sports fan, are you heartbroken by this? Because I got to say, I'm not.
Well, Mike, listen, first Tommy fumbles and now Haseem Rahman crumbled. These boxers are the most difficult people to work with and continually lack professionalism and confidence to fight me. I apologize to all the other fighters in the card, our partners, our team, and the fans. Those words, of course, the words of Jake Paul, not me. That his own personal statement released shortly after the official release from Most Valuable Promotions. So, no, I mean, I'm not heartbroken. I am a little bit. I actually just mentioned this. I am a little heartbroken for Amanda Serrano and Brenda Carabajal. If Jake Paul has done, you know, anything really positive with his fighting career, it's to sort of bring along for lack of a better term, Amanda Serrano with him, a fighter who deserves a lot more exposure and frankly probably just, you know, needed a name like Jake Paul to sort of just help her get that. But we saw, you know, with the Katie Taylor fight, her and Katie Taylor were stars in her own right. This was going to be a showcase fight for her with respect to Brenda Carbajal. This was going to be a showcase fight for Amanda Serrano. And now the whole card has been canceled. So certainly something was lost here. Do we feel that sorry for Jake Paul or for Haseem Rahman? I don't know. Kind of like you said, this is somewhat a cancellation of convenience. I'm not saying Jake Paul, like, you know, foresaw that Rahman would not be able to make the final weight that they decided on. But it does not surprise me that sort of at the first chance they get to kind of maybe say, you know, let's just call this thing off. It just isn't quite getting the attention, ticket sales, possibly the financial gain that a usual Jake Paul fight does. I kind of understand why this is happening. And I do feel bad for the other fighters in the card. But as a fan, speaking strictly as a fan, it just really doesn't feel like I can't be too torn up about it. There's a lot of people who did not care for the Tommy Fury fight. I mean, mainstream wise, certainly a lot more appeal. And then once that was out, and then Rahman comes in, I mean, the interest level just plummeted. There was some thought that, oh, look, he's getting a competitive fight against a somewhat more veteran boxer, with a legitimate size on him. But outside of that, the intrigue just wasn't there. And most people were kind of just, I think some people were hoping he would just beat him and then they would still get the Tommy Fury fight in the future. Maybe that's the direction we go in. I actually don't know where Jake Paul now goes from here.
Oh, I know. This actually works out great for Jake Paul, if we're being honest, because let me just say this about this whole setup, this whole thing with Tommy Fury to Haseem Rahman. I don't know, like, if you watch Seinfeld, I'm sure you did because you're my best friend. Of course you watch Seinfeld, but there's an episode where Jerry is cheating on his barber with the barber's son. He keeps sneaking around, trying to get a haircut from the barber's son. And the barber understands what's happening. And he goes, oh, I like funny, but I don't like a funny business. And I feel like this is all like funny business. Like, it made no sense. Like, I wasn't fully confident this fight wasn't going to happen with Rahman in there. And even if it did, I just didn't feel like Rahman was just like the right B-side for this. But luckily, AK, the timing works so perfectly because coming up September 10th, Nate Diaz is fighting Khamzat Chimaev, and depending on what happens there, Nate is done. His UFC run will be over, and guess who won't have to wait very long to fight Jake Paul, possibly by the end of the year, in a fight that's going to do a bajillion times better than this fight ever would have. And then Amanda Serrano can fight Carbajal on this card. It actually works out great. It stinks. And I think you can even get Big Baby Davis to push his pro boxing debut back to fight on an Nate Diaz Jake Paul card. So all in all, it stinks for the people who actually like really wanted to go to MSG and watch this card. I don't know how many people would actually be able to check those boxes off, but this actually could work out pretty well, could it not?
Yeah, I mean,
you know they're going right to this, right?
I can't believe. I mean, I shouldn't be surprised anymore. I can't believe you're just breaking that out. You're just breaking out. You're pulling the Diaz Paul card.
Of course, saying,
this is the time for it. We have Jake Paul has avoided wasting his time, possibly losing to Haseem Rahman, and now should he take a first loss, it could have been said be at the hands of one Mr. Nathan Diaz. It's certainly possible. I don't know. I really need to know what happens with Khamzat and Nate Diaz. I still think, like a lot of people, that is Nate's last fight. But like many have said, what if he, I don't know, what if he wins? I don't think he is going to. Or what if just somehow he decides to stay with the UFC? I mean, it's so hard to tell with Nate because he has been talking about wanting to leave the UFC for so long. But he is mercurial. The reason we have the word mercurial is for people like Nate Diaz. If the right offer comes along and the UFC still wants to do business with him, It's the home that he's known for so many years. So, you know, the devil that he knows might be much more appealing than the devil he doesn't, that devil being Jake Paul in the world of, you know, MMA, crossover, freak show boxing, whatever you want to call it. You know, Anderson Silva has jumped into it. He loves it. Nate Diaz, maybe not so much. I don't know if Nate Diaz is, I mean, if he thinks the UFC has politics, I mean, the politics of boxing is pretty wild, and I don't know if Nate Diaz wants to deal with that. Again, he knows Dana White. He actually has a pretty good relationship with Dana White, despite all the stuff they say in public. Does he want to deal with Jake Paul and Showtime and whoever else may want to, that he may want to work with. I'm not sure. I love where your head's at, Mike. I love where your head's at. That's a far more appealing matchup than Rahman. It's a far more appealing matchup than Tommy Fury. I am just being maybe cautious with my heart that we could see that actually happen before the end of the year.
You've always been the cautious one between the two of us. I'm willing to just jump right off the bridge, bungee jump style, and you're like, let me feel this out a little bit, make sure the harness is a little bit tighter. You eventually will jump, but you just need to weigh out all the options before you do that. So, yeah, this card's not happening. It'll be interesting to see where this does go for Jake Paul, because, man, after such a big 2021 and the three wins and the two wins over Woodley, ending the year with just a vicious knockout after a pretty awful performance and an awful fight before that knockout, people saying he could have been the fighter of the year in all of combat sports to just not fighting at all this year, and then first fight on the books falls out. Second fight on the books for the same card at MSG falls out. But Jake Paul, the promoters, had a pretty damn good year with the Katie Taylor and Amanda Serrano fight. So, yeah, we'll see what happens. But I guess back to our regularly scheduled program, AK. No one was going to
watch. Yeah, Mike, no one was going to watch it anyway. Ultimate Fighter 30 finale next Saturday.
You're right.
Jamal Hill, Thiago Santos, plus the finals, Muhammad Usman, Zach Paga, and Juliana Miller, and Brogan Walker. Come on, man. No one was going to want. I think we know the real reason that Jake Paul. We didn't know. No, listen. We didn't know the date of the Ultimate Fighter finale until like last week. Suddenly, Jake Paul finds out that the Ultimate Fighter finale is happening next week, and then the fight gets canceled. I didn't say anything.
Coincidence?
People can make their own conclusions.
I think not. Yeah, I mean, the tough finale fights plus the Thiago Santos main event, there's no way Jake Paul fighting anybody could compete with that. But
I didn't say it.
Man, you might be onto something there. Tune in next week for a new episode of Unsolved Mysteries with myself and Alexander K. Lee. We figure out what's going on. But that's it. Jake Paul, Haseem Rockman, fight's not happening, event is not happening, so it is all sights to UFC Vegas 59, Jamal Hill versus Thiago Santos, a.k.a. the tough finale. AK, thank you for doing this, I appreciate it. Thank you all for listening on a busy Saturday night. Back to your regularly scheduled program, back to UFC 277.
You're listening to the Vox Media Podcast Network.